It's Unsung Heroes Day here at MyFM. I am joined by Kim Findlay, a volunteer with Sandy Pines Wildlife Center. Now, Kim, can you tell me a bit about how you got started at Sandy Pines?
I retired here 9.5 years ago, and I was looking for something to do, and volunteering. And I've always had a soft spot for animals, and I thought, well, maybe I'd go to the SPCA. And then my husband came across an ad in the local paper saying that a wildlife center was looking for volunteers, and it just happened to be down the road from where we live. So I went there, inquired about it, and I've been there ever since.
Now, what has volunteering been like during COVID?
To me, not a lot different, other than the workload is heavier due to less staff that they have there, and a lot of the volunteers, you know, out of reasons of their own, didn't choose not to work there at this time. But, you know, I don't think it's really changed that much. So I feel comfortable with it. And other than following protocol, you know, and the social distancing and wearing masks all the time, it's been good. They're very respectful of you there. And you can find lots of things to do on your own, whether inside or outside. You don't have to be in near people. It's just always something to do.
Are there any specific areas that you work in Sandy Pines?
Everything. I can spend hours in the laundry room. I can be cleaning out cupboards. I can be cleaning out animal cages. I can be preparing dishes for the animals. There's a lot of anything. And a lot of it isn't glamorous, but I don't know. It's a hospital, and they need help just like everybody else. So.
What has one of your biggest challenges been while volunteering?
I really don't think, other than just seeing that the workload there's a lot more for you to do. And then with baby season starting now, we're so busy. And because of the pandemic, like I said, there's less staff hired. We usually have a lot of interns coming in now. And because of COVID, the interns aren't coming. And that is a challenge. So, and, you know, there's some days I feel guilty when I leave there because there's just so much to do. The work never ends there.
Do you have any accomplishments that you are most proud of?
Staying healthy during COVID. And I am vaccinated, which maybe is, I don't know, I shouldn't say more comfortable there because you still have to be very aware. But, you know, just knowing what little part I can do in helping the injured and orphaned animals and, you know, getting them healthy again and back into the wild. That's very rewarding to me. And the staff at Sandy Pines, they're very dedicated people, and I'm proud to be part of them. I don't think people realize what really goes on behind closed doors at the wildlife center, and a lot of how much work goes into rehabilitating an animal and then to ensure a healthy release for it. And I'll just say, as far as I'm concerned, everybody at Sandy Pines is an unsung hero.
Now, thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you for all the work that you do for our community.